Hey guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. In this video, I want to ask you to do something for me. I want you to do an exercise. The energy audit is simply a way to start looking clearly at the people and the places and the things and the habits you have that are draining you of energy, that are soul-sucking life forces in your life. The other column is called the things that energize you and inspire you. So on a sheet of paper or on your computer, make two columns. Column A, we're going to call the thing that drains you or just sucks the life out of you. Column B are the people, places, things, and habits that inspire you, that give you energy, that make you feel like you have value and motivation, ambition even. And then there are four rows. The rows we call people, places, things, and habits. These are the people or the places or the things or the habits that you've brought into your life that drain you in column A, that suck the life out of you and take away your sense of purpose and ambition and motivation. And in column B, I want to know the people, places, things, and habits that when you do them or when you even think about them, you actually feel inspired, you feel motivated, you feel more ambitious. And you simply fill in each block, each cell of this little spreadsheet with the people who you, when you're with them, you feel like you are going nowhere. They just drain the life out of you. They drain energy and ambition out of you. Name them by name if you have to. And then in the other column, list the name of the people who, when you're with, or when you watch, or you're around, or when you think of them, or maybe they're in your life but have died. Name anybody who inspires you, who, when you think of, gives you energy and a feeling of self-worth and a feeling that you can actually do anything because they're so energetic. Then in the places, things, the places of where you go. For some people, it's your job. Some places, it's your own living room. I realize that. What are the places you go to that when you're there, they just have a negative force on your life? They just don't feel right. They're not you. You don't fit in. And in column B, what are the places that inspire you? Where do you go? And what kind of places make you feel like you belong there? It's part of your tribe. It's part of who you are. And you don't want to leave those places. Things can be material things, things we buy, things in our life that we have that just clutter our sense of organization, our sense of having control. So what are the things that you have in your life that drain you of energy that you would like to have less of or get rid of? And what are things that you can do, things you could do, whether it's reading or training classes or anything like that inspire you? What are the things in your life that drain you and inspire you? And lastly, are the habits. We have a lot of bad habits. A lot of guys who talk to me know one of my addictions is watching reruns of American Pickers, a stupid show about, you know, junk collectors on the History Channel. I love American Pickers. And sometimes when I don't want to do anything and I'm feeling, you know, insecure or whatever, I turn on the TV and watch American Pickers. That's a habit. I'm telling you now, I'm making it public to the world because I am putting myself on a diet of American Pickers. It's a habit that I do when I don't feel like doing anything and I just stick my head in it. And so think of habits, whether it's eating habits or thinking habits that just drain you of energy. And think about the habits that you have done or you think you might want to do that would inspire you, that actually give you motivation and energy to want to work harder towards the things you really want. And habits sometimes are a mindset. And one thing I want to talk about is mindset just a little bit more. Mindset is so critical. It's the thing that makes us or breaks us. And the one thing in my 90-day masculine confidence intensive program that I do is we attack mindset first. If we don't attack the mindset, the thing that most defines how we perceive things coming into our life, whether it's people or places or things, how we process the cards that are dealt to us is a matter of our mindset. And it's the very first step. And I think the step before your mindset changes, the exercise I just gave you. You have to know about the things that are draining you of motivation and energy and just inspiration to do things better and to think things better. So do the exercise. Let me know how it goes. Tell me how your mindset is after it. And then here's the bonus homework. If you can find one thing, just one thing on that left-hand column that you can stop doing tomorrow, say no to. What can you say no to in the left-hand column that'll give you time to do something in the right-hand column? I would love to know that too. So good luck with the exercise and have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.